Oh, brilliant track there from Kenny Logan's Footloose. But speaking of dancing, we're going to speak to Vincent from BBC Strictly Come Dancing. Vincent, how are you, my friend?
Hello, well, I'm fine. Buongiorno.
Good. Buongiorno to you too. Now, let's just start with this. I mean, you've been dancing for goodness knows how long. I mean, what's the tactic of doing dancing as such like for you? How do you do it? How do you go about it?
Well, I think the main thing is the love for music. I mean, when music plays, I get goosebumps. And I've always been a performer since I was invented, since I was made. Mm-hmm. I always like to entertain people. And I think that's how it started. So the first chance that my parents had when the dance school opened in my town was for them to take me there and see how it was going to go. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, you've won awards for left, right, and centre. I mean, how long does it take to perfect a dance that you're doing? Say, for example, the tango or the foxtrot or anything like that. How long does
it?
It
doesn't, because I'm still working on it.
I'm never
going to reach the point where you don't need a teacher anymore. There's constantly things to learn, and as everything, even dance evolves.
Yeah.
Yes, you constantly need to be there and, you know, refresh everything. Mm-hmm. So that you make sure that you're up to scratch again.
Yeah. Let's just go to talk about your new show as well, which is happening at the Edinburgh Playhouse, Dance Until Dawn. Give us a brief overview as to what that show is and what it involves.
Yes. In our opinion, it's a variety show because there's so many different styles.
Yep. Hello? Oh, we seem to have lost him. He's away. So we're going to try and get that back to him in a moment. However, we'll come back to Vincent live on East Coast 107.6. And before we do, we're going to go with this one.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace I know. I set out to get you with a fine tooth. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
Indeed, making love with each other, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton with Islands in the Stream. And, magically, we seem to have got Vince back. Vincent, here he is.
Yes,
he's here.
There we go.
Now, we were talking about your latest show that you're doing at the Edinburgh Playhouse, Dance Until Dawn. What's the overview of that show then? How does that all come together?
Well, it's a comedy. It's a comedy show, thriller as well, because apart from being really fun, I mean, people are loving it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mystery. There's a murder happening throughout the show.
Ooh.
We've got a narrator, obviously, explaining the story into details because it's much more intricate compared to Midnight Tango, the last show that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, there's lots of dancing with beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the best singers, the best dancers. We've got a massive group of dancers, about 12 dancers from other styles, which we love, musical theatre.
Yep.
And then me and Flavio, we do so many, you know, varieties in dance, like, you know, we swing from a waltz to an American swing, to a Charleston, to a cha-cha, to an Argentine tango. So there's much more to see this time.
Wow, it looks good. It looks very, very good. It's one of these things that it must take a while to try and kind of get used to doing all of that dancing.
Yes.
I mean, what's the intense program like for a show like that? Is it very upbeat and going, or what's the score?
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying to choreograph the show, me and Flavio, since last year, while we were doing Midnight Tango as well. So we had meetings with the producer, the director, we had a script writer, which is a genius, and he wrote the whole story.
Yep.
And yes, and then it's me and Flavia in a studio, just pretending to, you know, imagine all the other dancers around and try to come up, you know, with steps and moves that, you know, would match the music and the story.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite an experience. It is quite hard to do, but I don't know how. It must be magic, because we always manage to succeed. So
yeah.
I'm really proud of this show.
Good, good. And is it going on tour after it hits the Edinburgh Playhouse? Is it going anywhere else?
Yes, we are on tour until July.
Whoa, as long as that?
Yeah, so we're going, you know, all the major cities around the UK.
Very nice.
We've been already in Ireland, in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
We've been Manchester, Liverpool. We're going to Birmingham. We're going everywhere, so anybody can come and see us.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Vincent, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. It really has been. You've been wonderful. Blessed. Best of luck with the show. And
thank you very
much. When does that officially start then at the Edinburgh Playhouse? When is it?
It's Thursday.
This Thursday. And
on Thursday, yes. We've got one show on Thursday, one on Friday, and two on Saturday.
Excellent, excellent. Well, best of luck. Wish you all
thank
the best for the future, and hope to speak to you again soon.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you very
Excellent. Cheers now, Vincent. Bye-bye. There we go. Vincent there from Strictly Come Dancing, talking about his new show at the Edinburgh Playhouse, which kicks off this Thursday. It's going to be fabulous, I can tell. It really, really, really is. And to be honest with you, Ben, I'm quite looking forward to it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You don't seem the type that would look forward to something like that.
No, seriously. I do like a bit of dancing.
Well, you were recently at Robin Cousins' ice show, weren't you?
I was, yes. And before that, when I went to the launch of Dirty Dancing, which takes place next year, I was at the press launch of that, because they had us doing a wee bit of the
yes.
So I consider myself quite a wee bit of a dancer, you know.
Shall we sign you up for Strictly?
Well, to be honest with you,
someone get the form for Strictly.
You know, it's strange, because that I, when I'm at my work in the hotel and I see all
You have a ballroom that you
no, we do. We actually have the ballroom, right, which takes place for weddings and the garden suite and stuff.
Yeah.
But when it's in the ballroom, I like it, because when it's like a DJ or there's the band going on and they're singing and doing all the things.
I imagine when there's nobody else in the ballroom, you're just there pretending to be Foxtrot or something.
No, seriously, I do. It may be a sad obsession, but it's true, because when the dance floor is clear or there's the things going on and I'm walking through with buffet stuff, I tend to just give a wee wiggle here and a wee wiggle there, trying not to spill anything, obviously. Wedding cake. Oh, coffee cups galore. Bang. You know, it's
right,
strange.
Dancing school, here you come.
Yes, watch out, Brucey. I'll give you a run for your money.
I'm sure you will.
Here we go. This is Blurred Lines. This is Robin Thicke.